Today we'll be doing Sivches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Chirish HaMedaber Ve'ino Shomea, O Shomea Ve'ino Medaber, Hin Kepikchenu Mitzdarfim. So a person who is either mute but not deaf, or deaf but not mute, is like a regular person, they can combine for a minion. Alami She'ino Shomea Ve'ino Medaber, Harehu Keshote Ve'katan. However, a person who is both deaf and mute is like a shute, like a shote and a katan, and they cannot combine for a minion. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamed Ches tells us, Chirish HaMedaber Ve'das HaTaz LeKaman Mesim and Kufchav Dalet Sivkatan Beis, She'in Mitzarfim LeMinion Mi She'ino Shomea Af Agav Shehu Medaber. The Taz writes that you should not combine a person who is deaf, even though he's not mute, for a minyan, because he can't answer amen to those brachos that are being recited by the chazan. However, other many disagree and say no, that a deaf person can combine for a minyan, and if he has in mind the brachos, and he sees that when they're answering amen, he responds with them. Alexandria, similar to the Gemara in Sukkah, that tells us that in Alexandria the shul was so large, people in the back couldn't hear the chazan. They would have people waving these flags, these handkerchiefs, so people who know how to answer. Then they know when the chazan is getting to the end of the bracha, and everyone agrees that they can answer amen in that situation. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siftes tomorrow.